This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Hello, good morning. It's now 8 minutes past eight. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. How are you doing this lovely Tuesday morning? I believe it's cold. It's cold in here, perhaps the air conditioning, but I'm pretty sure you're having a great morning. Well, today on the show, our conversation is going to be around, of course, the elections in 2023, but not just elections, those running in the election. Most importantly, comments that were made by former President Olusegun Obasanjo with regards to one of the presidential candidates from the PDP, to be particular. So, President Obasanjo was speaking at an event over the weekend, and at that event, he was talking about the choices he made and the mistakes he made while he was president in 1999. He said one of the mistakes that God saved him from was the choice he made with regards to his running mate. Now, he said he made a mistake in his choice, but God saved him eventually. That comment has brought about a lot of reactions, and people are beginning to ask questions as to what did the former president mean. Remember, he did not mention the name of anybody, but he only had one person he did his term with, and that was the candidate of the PDP at the moment, Atiku Abubakar. So now the question has been, was he referring to Atiku Abubakar? Many would say, others are also wondering, is this the former president trying to demarket the PDP candidate? Anyways, if you must know, the PDP has reacted swiftly with a statement that came from the chairman of the PDP Board of Trustees, Senator Wale Jibril. So they are concerned about the comments of the former president and have given him 48 hours to clarify his statement. Well, we'll be digging into this, looking at the implications of what he has said, and perhaps should Nigerians be looking at the time of then Vice President Atiku Abubakar under his master at the time, President Olusegun Obasanjo, while they make their decisions for next year's election? Could it even be that OBJ is warning Nigerians about the PDP presidential candidate? Well, all of that and more is what we would be discussing this morning on the show. With me is a lecturer, political science, University of Port Harcourt. Is also a political analyst, Dr. Emmanuel Wona. Hello, Doc. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Andy.
Thank you for making our time to be with us on very short notice.
Okay.
So let's just get straight to the matter at ground quickly. I don't know if you've heard what former President Olusegun Obasanjo said about his choice of running mate in 1999. And we all know Atiku Abubakar emerged as his running mate. He did not mention his name directly, but he said he made a mistake in his choice. But at the end, eventually, God saved him. That comment, when you hear it, what would you say the former president meant?
Well, Andy, I think that everybody is entitled to his opinion. And, you know, you are also free to recount your experiences, what transpired when you probably occupied the position or your experiences in life. I think that it is not something that anybody will begin to break his head or her head about that. We are all living witnesses to what happened during his reign as the president of this country. And we know what transpired between him and his vice president. Even though he didn't mention the name, I think it's like an open secret. We're all aware. And so, I think that he's entitled to his opinion, he's entitled to express his feelings. But what is important is how that opinion is being expressed. For me, I don't think there's anything too spectacular about it. That he said he made a mistake will not want anybody to break his head or eye. That is entirely his opinion, and he has expressed himself. Everybody has the right to express himself or herself, depending on the circumstances he or she finds himself or herself. So for me, I don't see it as a good thing for anybody to begin to break his head or her head.
But if you look at the comment he made and what he has said, do you think that perhaps former President Olusegun Obasanjo was in one way or the other trying to warn Nigerians about the PDP presidential candidate Atiku Abubakar when he said him choosing Atiku Abubakar, even though he didn't want to state his name clearly or directly, but he says him choosing that running mate at the time was a mistake. Could it be that he's warning Nigerians against that running mate he picked at the time in 1999?
I don't think so, because most of us are not privy to the actual reason why they have problems. It may be that somebody is trying to run it over his subordinate, and then the subordinate is trying to refuse that, and then so we are not actually very much privy to the actual, you know, competitive factors that led to that kind of, you know, incompatibility at that time. So one may not be at a better position, because if you say it's a warning, it means that we are justifying the fact that probably the vice president was insubordinate, was not committed to his
But that kind of perception is already in public space. People already have that kind of perception. So if he's saying now that the choice was a mistake, wouldn't that be enforcing the perception that people already had had about the running mate he had at the time?
Yeah, that's what I said. If it is true that actually the vice president then, the former vice president, was not subordinate to his boss, was not doing what he's supposed to do, was not carrying out the function the way he's supposed to do it, maybe that'll be justification. That'll be a warning that probably this man is given a higher responsibility. These factors may also play out. But like I said, I am not very much privy to what actually transpired. But if that is the case, then it could be a warning. Otherwise, may not be fair to the former vice president for this kind of speech, open declaration. Because what it means, therefore, is that you are unjustly trying to defame the character of somebody who probably is innocent. So as we get to the root of the issue at stake at that time, and then we'll not be in a proper position to say where it's a warning that Nigerians should be aware of that.
Okay.
You know, we are told in the legal parlance that somebody is innocent, everybody has the right of presumption. There has not been actually any established case of insubordination or whatever against the former vice president. Until we have that, until we are aware of what actually transpired, maybe against the former vice president, then we would be at the right position to say, well, is the one in Nigeria be aware that if you give this person a higher responsibility, he may not live up to expectation.
Right.
But on the contrary, if it's not, then there will be no justification for that. It may be mere defamation of character.
All right. Now, we know the elections just around the corner next year, a couple of months ahead, and the PDP, with regards to this comment from the former president, have reacted, and in a statement said that the former president Olusegun Obasanjo should in 48 hours clarify his statement. Now, let us note importantly that former president Olusegun Obasanjo did not directly mentioned the name of the PDP presidential candidate now, Atiku Abubakar. He only said his running mate at the time. But then, in public opinion, we would say he only had one running mate at the time. not two, but one, and that's the PDP presidential candidate. And this has perhaps forced the PDP to take the actions that it is taking now. My question would be, is this something the PDP should be taking seriously? Or perhaps the party should just let this move on and focus on what is in front of them, which is the election, and how to better sell their candidates to Nigerians. Because they are saying that if in 48 hours some clarity is not made by former President Olusegun Obasanjo, then the chairman of the PDP Board of Trustees, Senator Walid Jibril, said that Obasanjo was angry because Atiku Abubakar truncated his third-term agenda, and the party even threatened to expose the character of the former president. Is this a battle the PDP should be going into now, knowing that the elections are just around the corner and focus should be on trying to sell their candidate better?
Yeah, obviously, that's not an issue that the PDP should concern, members of PDP should concern themselves now, because for me it's like a chasing shadow. If you want to take an action on that, then what that means therefore is that you need to first of all determine the actual positive factors why this man has to make this pronouncement. Of course, what that means therefore is that you may want to go to court, and if you want to go to court, over what? First of all, your name was not directly mentioned. So why are you crying more than the bereaved? And again, if you want to be, like you just rightly pointed out, you have a clear task ahead of you, and that is to say that you are preparing to control the machinery of the government of this country. And I think that's a very serious issue, and that you need to map out strategies to actually win elections. So for me, it's not an issue for PDP to begin to bother itself about that. After all, those who voted overwhelmingly for Atiku during their primaries are still Nigerians. They are Nigerians. After all, if that was an issue, I wouldn't have expected him to clinch the ticket of PDP. Because what that means therefore is that they're saying that we have bad name or bad record cannot, give you a position in the public office. So if that was considered as a factor, they wouldn't have given a ticket. But they also realize the fact that given what transpired between Obasanjo and Atiku, that preponderance of evidence was a non-issue. So why are you coming at this point in time, critical point in time, to begin to chase shadow, to begin to say, okay, we're going to take action? What action are you going to take? The only legal action is for you to go to court. And of course, you need court processing. And for me, it's a kind of, trying to divert the attention of PDP from what is supposed to be their main concern in terms of, controlling the machinery of government of Nigeria. So for me, it's a diversionary thing, a diversionary factor. It's a diversionary thing that if they are not careful, it may cost them the victory at the election in 2023.
Some people would say, what does the former president Olusegun Obasanjo have to lose? I mean, the PDP now saying that they were threatening to expose the character of the former president. What do you think the PDP knows about the former president that it might want to expose that may perhaps, come as a shock to Nigerians? And how would that in any way even affect the elections in 2023?
I wouldn't know what is in their mind, but I think that they are also aware of the fact that a good leader must have a good track record, must have very impressive, democratic antecedents. They are aware of that. And so probably that's why they tend to see how they can launder somebody's image. They are aware. So if they are aware of all this, and I think that's important for Nigerians, that in whatever position we find ourselves, we should know that someday, sometime, they will bring our records before us. And those records will speak for us. So it's important that in any position you find yourself, try and do the needful. Try and understand that you are serving the people and that history will surely vindicate you when the time comes.
Mm.
So I think that's what they are trying to do. And probably they are aware of the fact that maybe something very, very unacceptable in terms of democratic governance happened when, the reign of the former vice president with his boss. You know, so I think this is the kind of Watergate scandal I may refer to it to that. Because it's a way of trying to come out. But we are all living witnesses what happened. But the other thing, like I said earlier, is that there have not been any formal established facts about what transpired. It was just media thing, you know, and anybody can come up with any, you know, view on such issues. So for me, I think that is instructive enough for Nigerians to begin to realize the fact that if you occupy public office,
yes,
you must do everything humanly possible to justify your position
okay.
and do the needful in terms of ensuring that there is good governance.
All right, Doc, thank you. We have to interrupt. All right, Doc, we have to interrupt you now. We'll go on a very short commercial, a very short one. When we return, the conversation continues. Perhaps you tell us, does OBJ still wield a lot of influence? Could that be why the PDP sees the need to respond to what he has said? And perhaps what he has said at the moment, does it in any way affect the chances of the PDP presidential candidate in next year's election with regards to how Nigerians will vote? We'll find out after this break. Thank you and stay tuned.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
The 92.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew and our conversation still very much on top gear. My guest, political analyst, a lecturer from Department of Political Science at University of Port Harcourt, Dr. Emmanuel Wona. Hello, Doc. Thank you for staying on the line. I know we took quite a while, but then you've been very patient. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So we'll just quickly wrap up with you so you can get on with your day, and then we open the phone lines and get calls from our listener. So if you can just... still on the matter we're discussing with regards to comments by former President Olusegun Obasanjo and... what he said about a mistake he made in picking his running mate. Do you agree or do you think that the former president still wields a lot of influence with regards to how it affects the decision-making of Nigerians in who they want to vote? Do you think he still has that influence?
Well, I think to some extent, yeah. He was the president of this country, and I do know that there were some people who believe in him, and there are still some people who also believe in him.
Is that why the PDP is responding the way it is at the moment?
Yeah, I don't really think that the PDP actually to respond, because the number of persons that are maybe followers of a bunch of them, maybe. So, you know, infinitesimal compared to over 200 million, you know, Nigerians. So, if those who so vibrant in believing him, whatever thing he says as a leader or as their leader, I don't think that will actually make any appreciable impact in terms of the victory the PDP may get. Also, PDP would not expect that entire over 200 something million Nigerians should vote for them. Is that possible?
But the response of the PDP, sorry to cut you, we really don't have a lot of time, but the response of the PDP, could you say perhaps it fears that the comments of the former president could affect, you know, the opinion of Nigerians about its candidate, and that could influence the performance at the election?
Yeah, but I just said that for me, that fear is not necessary because they just completely PDP primaries. Atiku was voted over him primarily. And these are Nigerians. And like I said again, we have not established...
But those are party members as well.
Yeah, party members. They are also Nigerians.
The general elections would not just be Nigerians who are party members, but largely Nigerians who do not belong to any political party.
Yeah, but it is like I said. Obasanjo is just a person. A person. And currently, he may have his own followers. But I'm seeing that those followers may be too infinitesimal compared to the generality of Nigerians. If, you know, given the fact that they believe whatever their leader has said, it does not make any appreciation for him, the generality of what other Nigerians believe. So I think it's not a genuine fear for me, as far as we are not yet. We have not yet established the actual factors that led to the incompatibility at that time.
Okay.
I don't think anybody should begin to base their belief or something based on media or what's put on the radio, except it has been legally, it has been constitutionally established. You know, so me, I don't believe on that.
Okay.
So I think it's important for PDP not to begin to better themselves on that. After that, I mean, other people have been, you know, talking about Atiku. Some people went to court challenging his citizenship in this country. So why didn't PDP rise up to say why did you say that? There have been a case against him in the court sometime ago. I don't know, there are some people are trying to also
question the citizenship.
Not for this country. Which for me is really more than his ambition. So, anybody can just come up and say something, but what is important is that we have been able to get to the root of the matter and establish the facts as they are.
Okay, Doc, thank you.
That for me is not a genuine fear.
All right, Doc, thank you very much for making our time to be with us. We'll allow you to go back to your busy schedule. Thank you once again.
Thank you very much.
Have a lovely day. All right, we now go over to the phone lines and get your reactions. Quick question would need you to answer for us. Do you think that former President Olusegun Obasanjo is warning Nigerians about the PDP presidential candidate Atiku Abubakar? Do you think that he is warning Nigerians about the PDP presidential candidate Atiku Abubakar when you look at the comments he made with regards to him saying he made a mistake in picking a running mate in 1999? All right. We'll open the phone lines now. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0002. 0817-923-0003. 0817-923-0007. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. On WhatsApp, on Facebook, Nigeria Info PH, the same thing on Twitter. We'll start off with JJ from Rumigbo. Straight to the point when you get the opportunity to speak. Hello, JJ, good morning.
Andrew, good morning.
Yes.
Good morning.
So what do you think? Straight to your...
I listened to your guest, and he said that it's just about some just personal opinion. That's the personal opinion brought in Yaradua and Jonathan. That's the personal opinion supported Jonathan to win and also supported Jonathan or was against Jonathan to lose at the end of the day. When it comes to this type of negativity, I think Obasanjo cannot just be wished away like that.
So do you think he is warning Nigerians?
He's saying that he's very lucky.
Yes.
But that Nigerians should just wash out right now. I think this is the biggest campaign against Atiku. And what they have written about Atiku before, I thought that Atiku would have gone to court to make sure that they laid those stuff to rest. To no avail. So the more he talks, the more he brings out dirty things about Atiku, the more Atiku keep quiet. For me, I think it smells danger for his political career right now. So I think he should act fast, not just the PDP, but Atiku himself should try to do something. If not, if they force Obasanjo to speak again, Obasanjo may say more damning things about Atiku. That 48 hours, I don't know how far they can go. If it doesn't happen, what will happen? They will take him to court, or they will say things so that he can say things again. At the end,
Thank you, JJ. Let's move on to Barry now from LMA. Good morning, Barry. Straight to the point. Do you think Obasanjo is warning Nigerians about the PDP presidential candidate Atiku Abubakar?
Okay, so if you may help me. So I'm thinking that Obasanjo to apologize to Nigeria for bringing Buhari. He should have even apologized for the Buhari he brought.
You can't say he brought Buhari. Nigerians voted. There were other options, and Nigerians voted for President Buhari. So you can't say he should apologize for anything.
Can you hear me? He told his member to start. He said he's not a member of PDP anymore.
That has nothing to do with the emergence of President Buhari as president. Nigerians went to the polls and voted. At the moment, the question we're asking is, do you think that Obasanjo is warning Nigerians about Atiku, looking at the comments he made over the weekend? That's the question now. That's what we want you to answer.
Okay, let me answer you straight up. If you allow the youth guys, you allow Nigerians to go talk, go with what they want.
Okay.
You should know what they want. You should not say, hey, market, the problem.
All right, Barry, thank you very much. Temple from Mercy. Sadly, lost that one. Ibim is at Iwofair. Good morning.
Okay,
Ibim.
Thank you.
Hello, good morning, Ibim. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, to the point.
Please, my view is simple. I think Obasanjo, former President Obasanjo, is playing his own politics. He's a politician. I don't know what PDP has done to him. He has been a citizen for PDP. You know, from the president come to become president, people work for him, not because of his popularity. He lost his election, even in his own place in Yoruba land, he lost elections. So we are aware that some people visited him and he said that they should vote for another candidate. They should step down for another candidate who has gone to a party, another party, at least or something. So he's sentimental. He's just trying to, you know, play on that intelligence of Nigerians, you know, posing as another statesman. Meanwhile, he has his own political interest.
All right, Ibim, thank you very much. We'll take one more call from Joseph in Aba, and then we get on to WhatsApp messages. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Andrew.
Yes.
This is Joe. I'm calling from Aba.
Go ahead.
Yes, our people say witch shall be witch. Obasanjo knows Atiku very well. He works with him. You know, the time he handed all the business in the country. Atiku, you know, all the things he gave them to himself, all the companies in this country, 80% of them, he submitted him himself. So he knows him very well. I think he's a big warning to Nigerians.
All right, thank
you. Are you getting me? He knows him very well. He knows him from there. You know when he said, I don't need this man. I don't want him. So he's a big warning to Nigerians.
All right, Joseph, thank you very much. Big warning to Nigerians. I will take some of the WhatsApp messages, a few of them, because we're already running out of time. This one says, good morning, please. The commercials. The commercials could be, we understand. We'd see how we could, what we'll do about it, but that's how we make money, my friend. I understand your plight, though. Obasanjo shouldn't be taken seriously. Now, Bad Baledi Wariam, you say Tonya sent in that message. This message from David from Port Harcourt says, I think former President Obasanjo is warning Nigerians against Atiku's former vice. His comment is derogatory and capable of affecting this election. Obasanjo can never forgive Atiku, and that is bad. Okay. This one here says, Obasanjo shouldn't be taken seriously. All right. This one says Obasanjo and Atiku. Obasanjo does not own Nigeria. He is not Nigeria's deity. Obasanjo may be suffering from old age. Appointing Atiku as his running mate is a belated talk. Obasanjo was a misfit ab initio. Okay, that's from Ami for Ernest. You sent in that message. This one says, Obasanjo and Atiku. Okay, Obasanjo does not own Nigeria. I think, okay, we got that one before. This one says, good morning. I think Obasanjo is entitled to his own opinion. On Facebook, a few of your comments here. This one says, Joshua Ubongo, Obasanjo knows Atiku very well. They've worked together. Nigerians should be careful. Amos Thompson, it says, Andrew Abeg, leave Obasanjo alone. He's saying his mind about Atiku. Tango Joshua says, him no comment. Any politician, all of their talk are always political in their reason. He is passing information in an indirect way. And John Kennedy says, Obasanjo wouldn't make that comment if he does not know the person he dealt with in the past. Obasanjo is only concerned about the fate of the country if last Atiku emerges as president of Nigeria come 2023. That's from Facebook. Let's see if we can get any of your comments on Twitter this morning. Nigeria Info PH on Twitter if you want to be part of it. Let's see if we can get any comments here. Okay. All right. On WhatsApp, good morning, sir. OBJ should apologize to Nigerians, especially me, for bringing Buhari. He didn't bring Buhari. Nigerians voted. I keep saying that. Obasanjo is still angry with Atiku for truncating his third term agenda. At least that's what the PDP BOT chairman said. Well, true or not, we do not know. I think that's the much we can take on the show this morning. Thank you very much for your contribution. My name is Ifeyemi Andrew. Bye-bye for now.